Hi there, and thanks for tuning in to the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You're about to listen to another proud presentation brought to you by Revenge Lover Designs. Stand out from the crowd. For more information, visit RevengeLover.com and mention the podcast for 10% off of your order.
Aye. It's the Ranger Command Power Hour!
Today on the Power Hour, episode 119, Ranger Nation Spotlight, Morphin Legacy, recorded on June 9th, 2018. Welcome to the Ranger Command Power Hour on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. It's time to ranger up with your host. I'm Eric, also known as TrekkieB47. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/rangercommandph. There are over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Today we have a special Ranger Nation Spotlight with Morphin Legacy. Morphin Legacy is celebrating their 8th anniversary this month, and I am joined by Jay and Ray. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Woo.
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 Oh, it's going. I'm so glad you guys were able to come on to the show today. I think this is going to be a lot of fun.
I'm excited to be here.
Me too.
Awesome. So we got one piece of news out of the way. Right now I am editing episode 118, which we had an hour of news that we were talking about. So we're recording this on Saturday. This is when I normally release episodes, but thanks, Windows 10, for that 3-hour update last night. Appreciate it.
I upgraded to a Mac.
I saw that on Twitter. I was like, oh, good. He's editing.
Yeah. So first, we do have some news. Shout Factory officially announces a Chojin Sentai Jetman release. All 51 episodes will be released on DVD September 25th. 2018, with the price of, on their site at least, $47.97. Wow, this is pretty cool. Our first pre-Jew Ranger Sentai.
Oh, I wasn't expecting a pre-Jew to be released, so this is a surprise to me.
Everybody was clamoring for Jetman, though, so they're smart for releasing it, because I want it. I want it for sure. So.
Yeah, this is definitely the tester to see if pre-Jew will work.
And I hope it does. I would love it if they like alternated between like the next Sentai and a previous one. That would be really cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if they're selling well, why not?
Yeah, exactly.
It's always good to see Sentai that's not made into Power Rangers, too, because I'm curious. Because I've never really seen a Sentai that's not Power Rangers.
Not counting the ones that were in Super Mega Force, but...
New powers!
Dragon power! Prism power!
Bet you never see that one coming. Oh, God.
But yeah, I was always curious about Jetman, but never had a good like outlet for subs or whatever. And the only time I was exposed to Jetman was through Gokaiger, and I think a lot of people were. And that was such a great episode by itself, and it really got me interested in that whole team.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a very cool release, but that's all the news, because you should have got all the news in our last episode. But yeah, this is our Ranger Nation Spotlight for MorphinLegacy.com and the whole Morphin Legacy franchise, I guess.
Morphin Legacy?
The cinematic universe?
Yes. The MLCU.
Yeah, right. Oh, I like that.
So, yeah, we've been doing these Ranger Nation spotlights. We kind of kick-started it back up after a couple of years and really bringing up some people for the anniversary, because it's the 25th anniversary of Power Rangers, and Power Rangers would be nowhere where it is today without fans like you guys. And I've been going to the site for a few years, following you, Jay, for a number of years, too, and it's just such a, I think, a great resource for fans.
Thank you. Yeah, and that has a lot to do with Ray, too. Like, I put together the databases, but he took it to a whole new level.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was like, bare bones, but I put worked my magic and put everything I thought yeah. to be in there. Unscreencast my own information, so I don't have to hear anybody about, oh, you stole this from me. Oh, whoa, you stole this cap from my website.
Yeah, it was a skeleton at first, and then he put the meat on it.
Well, nice. But before we dig into a little bit about Morphin Legacy, I just want our listeners to get to know you guys just as Power Ranger fans. And I want to ask each of you, just what was your first experience with Power Rangers and how did you really become a fan of the show?
Well, I guess I'll go first since I'm the oldest. Well, I started in 93 when I was 8. So, I mean, Mighty Morphin was my first. Mm-hmm. I know that's a classic answer, but so I started from the beginning. Original. I mean, that's all I can say. I'm the OG, you know. Mighty Morphin was the original. I started at the beginning, and then it kind of fell off, you know, when I was older, and then I came back. But, yeah, I was in love with the original from the beginning. Bought the toys, was crazy about the toys, just like everybody else. And that's mine. And then Ray came in later.
Well, I can't really remember where I started exactly, because Mighty Morphin started when I was 2, so I can't really have those... Oh, I remember the Green with Evil arc when I was a kid.
Yeah, I remember that stuff. I remember Green with Evil.
Yeah, I remember watching like Mighty Morphin maybe on reruns, possibly. But the one I remember like watching as it went along was In Space. That was my thing. And that's probably why it's my favorite season. And I've been watching ever since.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
I never stopped.
Yeah, he never stopped. I stopped for a while.
Yeah, I'm with you, Jay. There was a period where I kind of fell out of it. I think it was after In Space. I just kind of fell off the high school thing and college thing, and then really came back to it with, I think a lot of people really came back to it, at least the older fans, when Dino Thunder happened.
Yeah, I was going into high school when Dino Thunder was happening, so that's probably why I sticked with it.
I feel so old.
Yeah, he does that.
Yeah.
He would also do that to me a lot.
Well, I mean, that's how I feel with Austin sometimes.
Do you guys have any favorite fandom moments? Like, maybe experiences from the fandom or just as a fan, like, oh my god, this is the best thing that's ever happened.
Power Morphicon is always good fandom moments.
Oh, definitely. My first PMC was PMC 5 and the whole Dinocharge panel reveal where Peter Sedarso was revealed to be a Blue Ranger. That was hottest.
Everybody who was there loved that moment. I mean, you cannot express how great that moment was for everybody. Mm-hmm. It was electric in that room.
Feel the emotions.
Everybody was like, oh my god, what is happening?
Like, I mean, it took me a minute to know what was going on, but I mean...
Yeah, I think it took everyone a few seconds, and then when it finally clicked for everyone, the room just went nuts.
Because I had actually been following Peter for a little bit, because he had auditioned previously.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I turned to either Ray or Austin or somebody, and I was like, oh my god, that's Peter, that's Yoshi's brother. I turned to somebody.
Yeah, I was like, why is everybody screaming? He was like, oh, it's Peter! Peter's a Blue Ranger!
Yeah, Jay, you were sitting right next to me.
Yeah, okay. I was like, oh my god!
Yeah!
Give me a second.
Yeah, we're both like, what?
Why is everybody so excited? Oh, I get it now. Okay. Yeah,
Jay, you had Peter like listed as one of your picks for the Megaforce cast.
Yeah,
right?
I picked him as Megaforce Blue or Red or I think Black.
It was Black.
Or one of those. Yeah, I picked him as something. But because that's back when I used to do my picks for the cast, but now I don't do that anymore because it's useless. Mm-hmm. But
dodge that bullet.
Yeah, but that's how I knew his name, and then I was like, oh, that's Yoshi's brother, and then I was like, oh, and it was such a big thing, so.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the great fandom moments, but...
Oh, yes.
Some of my favorite fandom moments are replying to, like, hate. Those are my favorite things. Like, I mean, sometimes I'll get, like, weird tweets or Facebook comments. Even though I know I'm not supposed to, I'll go into the YouTube comments.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, and I know I'm not supposed to, but I do it. And, like, somebody will just be like, oh, I hate you. Or, you're the worst. Or sometimes it'll be like, I know you're going to bleep this, but it'll be like you're a bitch. Or like something like that. One of them was like, I hate you and I hate your ending clip. Like, you know, we have the ending clip at the end of our videos. And they're like, I hate you and I hate your clip, your ending clip. And I was like, oh, thanks for stopping by. Like, oh. Thanks for that.
Welcome back now.
Yeah, I was like, you came to the video just to say, wow, thanks for the view. Like, I don't know what to say to that. But that's one of the favorite parts. I just love that people come and tweet me or go on the Facebook just to say stuff like that. Like, thanks. I don't know what to say. It gives me life. I don't know. I love it.
How about you, Ray? Any, aside from PMC?
I joined Morphin Legacy in like 2013. Yeah, I just celebrated my 5th anniversary with the site. And the first thing I remember, my first fandom like drama slash event was Morphin Madness.
Oh, God.
And that's been seared into my mind ever since.
Morphin Madness was horrible.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. The fight for Udonna was intense.
Felt like an election.
It did feel like an election. I was on top of that.
Mm-hmm. It felt like that movie Election. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Yes, it did. That was a great movie. Yeah, it did feel like that.
Oh my God. So Mir at Nightmare 10, she says, congrats again on 8 years. Here's my questions. How have you personally seen the fandom change over the past 8 years? And how has the fandom changed you personally?
Well, let's say, you know, obviously 8 years since I started the site, let's say from Samurai to Super Ninja Steel. Let's go from there. People, and I think it's going to be this way with Hasbro too, like people were super excited when Samurai was about to begin. Like, oh, it's new. Saban's back. Yes, we're so excited. And it slowly whittled people away to being so negative. And yeah. We're like beaten down. You know what I mean? We're just like, ugh, I can't, I don't know if I can take this anymore. Like, that's how it's become. And it's changed the fandom so much. Like, we're all so negative and we're all out to hate something so quickly or love something really quickly. Mm-hmm. So that's how I feel like it's changed. How it's changed me personally, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just ready for something else. I'm ready for something different because obviously we... Yeah. Had our ups and our downs, mostly downs, but I'm ready for something new.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Ray?
I remember as when I first joined the fandom, I like tried to look like at the bad things more than the good things, and now a little down the line, I'm a little easier on things.
Mm-hmm.
I try to look for more positive things to look at, but I mean, it's kind of hard
for me too. Like in the beginning, I was way more positive, and I think when I used to do my reviews of episodes and stuff, I was way more positive in my reviews than I am. And now I don't look for negative things, but I'm trying to be more balanced. Like in my reviews of like Samurai and stuff, I was like, oh, this is so great. This is great. This is great.
Oh, I remember.
And now I'm looking back and I've read some of my old reviews and I'm like, Jay, that was not that great. What are you talking about? Even some of my Megaforce reviews were like, well, this is just really great. And I'm
I was listening to an old grid. I was listening to an old grid yesterday for some reason, like one of the really early ones. And you were like, oh, Robo Knight's intro was really good.
Well, I don't. Yeah, see, that's what the other day I tweeted. I was like, what the hell was I smoking when I made these reviews?
You were the Ask the Grid section you used to do.
I call those the dark days. I was just really trying to be positive.
Okay, so Edward Sanchez at Edward is the Man. Well, Ray, you already listed In Space as your favorite Power Rangers season, but he wants to know, what's your favorite Power Rangers toy or series of toys and your favorite Power Rangers season?
My favorite Power Ranger toys are villain figures. Mm. I started collecting those more over the last couple of years, and I have 2 huge shelves just full of villain figures, and I love them so much. And we talked about this last time I was on, but I love female action figures too, the female Power Ranger figures, so I've started collecting those a lot too. My favorite season is Zeo, so I've been trying to collect all the Zords from them. I pretty much have all of them, actually, so...
Nice.
All the Zeo Zords, so Zeo's my favorite. Jungle Fury is my all-time favorite season, so I'm trying to get, like, all of that too. I have a few of the Zords from that. But I want more. Magi Ranger is my favorite Sentai season, so I'm trying to get all the mecha from that. And so it's like, hopefully I'll find more at Power Morphicon. That's what I'm looking for this year.
Oh, I loved Magi Ranger, and I've got some of the mecha and stuff from that from Japan. And yeah, those are some good toys.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Ray?
I would say my favorite Power Ranger toy would be the Poissandra figure, because we bought for her.
Yeah,
that was like, oh my gosh.
That was another campaign I wasn't letting go.
We fought so hard for Sandra, but we got her. I mean, it was in a two-pack, but we got her.
Yeah, and thank you guys for kind of spearheading that movement, because that was one of the great things, like, me and my wife had just fandom-wise. She watched all of Dino Charge, absolutely fell in love with Poissandra's character, and when we found out that, you know, they were in the process of making a toy at Power Morphicon 2016, it was just like, freaking finally, you know? Granted, it's not the best toy, but we still got her.
Right.
Yeah, she looks a little smaller compared to the other ones. She doesn't come with the axe.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
She could have been, I mean, she could have been a lot better. I mean, she could have been painted better, and she could have come with her axe. And but like, what it doesn't mean, we still got her at least. We still won the war.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just dumbfounding to me that they weren't even considering making her a figure. I was just like, come on. And I'm glad they at least kind of learned their lesson with Matamodius. Like, they were just like, oh, let's just put her out. Let's, like, not even get...
Because she's not pink and has hearts all over her, so she's not super girly. And she's a dude in the Sentai.
In the Sentai. But, yeah.
But that's one of the things that also dumbfounded me. It was like, they made it a point to make every other villain.
Every single one.
And it was all Sludge's team.
And even like random monsters that out of nowhere, like
Ninja.
Yeah. Oh.
Those are like rough names.
Yeah, Dino Charge succeeded at many things, but some of the monster names not so much.
Ninja Hunter, Scrapper, Slammer, come on now.
And for me it was like, oh wow, we get this great original villain figure with Sludge. And you don't have his bride-to-be? Like, what's the deal?
Oh, remember when Sledge's paint, when we first saw him at NYCC, and it was like this, the ugliest brown ever?
They had to fix the paint. See, that was when Bandai America was actually listening to us.
Well, that's because Greg was still there.
Yeah, exactly. See, they fixed that, the paint on Sledge, and they changed, when they were trying to make the Triceratops paint, or purple.
Yeah, that was purple for some reason.
Oh.
You know, every time we have a complaint about lack of girl figures or something else, now it's like, oh, they just sent a release, press release to comicbook.com and call it a day, saying, oh, we're still releasing girl figures, but they're not really.
But not really. Yeah, on the side, but not really.
In parentheses, but not really.
Psych, we're on the way out.
Yeah. ING at Nerf22, he asks, what character or element of Power Rangers did you initially dislike but ended up growing on you?
Character or element of Power Rangers, huh? Ray?
Okay, I got something, but it's kind of small, but in Lost Galaxy, the episode The Rescue Mission, as a kid, I hated that episode. Hated it. Because there was no Power Rangers in it, and it was like this 20-minute scene of them like going through like an alien knockoff. But as I've gone older, I really like that episode. It's definitely something you appreciate more when you're older, because it's so different. I think that's the first thing that comes to mind for me.
That's true. I was kind of turned off of that episode in the beginning, but yeah, you're right. As you get older, you appreciate it more.
It's really good now for me.
I'll tell you one that I initially disliked. When the movie Alpha design first came out, I was like, what the hell is this?
The
new movie.
Okay. Yeah,
belly, and he looked like an octopus, and he had those two flashlight eyes.
Yeah, and it was like, what the heck are they doing? And then Bill Hader was attached, and it was like, he might be able to make it good. And then you saw the trailer and I'm like, okay, I get it. You know, so that really ended up growing on me.
If we're talking about the movie, the suits and Rita's look ended up growing on me, because I remember I didn't really like the suits at first.
It took me a little bit to be like, the first thing we saw was the Rita suit. I'm like, this doesn't look like Rita. I was like in the mindset, I'm like, it has to look like Mighty Morphin for some reason. I don't know why, but it took me a little bit, but Rita's like the best part of that movie, to be honest. The whole suit and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I first saw the suit, I was like, that's weird. And then eventually started growing on me, like the green. And then once we got her connection as the Green Ranger, the original Green Ranger, I was like, yes. And then I started living for it. So
yeah,
that definitely grew on me. So yeah, I agree with Ray. She was totally the best part of that movie.
Oh, absolutely.
The Zords still happened, though. I'm like, why is the mask on a spider?
Oh, yeah. The Zords happened.
That legacy movie, that huge movie Zord, Megazord box, it's like $50 right now at Toys R Us, and you still can't get me to buy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want that shit either.
Yeah.
I mean, I bought the one that's the one that you can't take apart, like the one that's, I have that one.
Oh, that was our first look at the Megazord, right?
Yeah.
That thing, and it was like gray. I'm like, why is it like 90% gray? Where's the color?
Yeah. I bought that one because I thought it was cool because it lights up and stuff. I'm a sucker for shit that lights up. Mm-hmm. So I was like, yes, it lights up. So I was like, sweet. So I bought that one. But the one that you put together,
that's
it really
mess.
Looks stupid. It's a hot mess. Yeah, I don't know what that was, so I didn't buy that. Plus the money. The individual Zords, weren't they like $20 a piece? And I was just like, no, honey, no.
Yeah, the T-Rex, I think, because it was bigger, it was like 30 or something. And I'm like, that's...
And they're still warm in Toys R Us shelves.
Yep.
Like the Lion Fire Fortress Megazord.
Oh my god, the Lion Fire Fortress Megazord.
That was
every time. Every time I go to a Toys R Us, still, they're packed. They're full of those things. Mm-hmm.
I went to one in Michigan last weekend, and there was just a wall, like a literal wall of those things. And I'm like, oh man, this is bad.
I really don't get why they just make a smaller version of that, because the Lion Fire Megazord is a really cool looking Zord, but when you sell it in a huge box, I'm like, that's a lot of space.
It is.
It's bigger than Pyramidus, and Pyramidus is big enough as it is. I mean, come on.
Well, speaking of Pyramidus, Chris at Toku Chris.
Good segue.
Yeah. He asked, where do you see the Power Rangers as a brand in 5 years? Better, same, or worse than it is now? Do you believe Power Rangers truly has a large enough older fan base to support something like a series on Netflix, Hulu, or YouTube Red?
Well, hopefully I see the Power Rangers brand in 5 years better. I don't know a whole lot about Hasbro as much as Chris does, but hope that Hasbro knows what they're doing, because obviously they do, that we see. Yeah. But like, I'm hoping it's going to be better, because clearly they're doing some things that are, you know, leading the way to be better. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that it's going to be better. That I can only say that. I have hope. We have hope. That's all that I want.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do too. I have hope that it's going to be better. And I feel like it's going to be better, because I remember that press release. I don't know which one it was, one of the million ones they've released. But there was one where they said Power Rangers is like the most underutilized brand out there. And they said they're going to change that. So I'm hoping that's true. And they do give us like more merch and more toys. And more platforms, maybe an animated series. Keep the Boom comics. Don't move to another somewhere else, because they're good at Boom. Please just stay Boom.
I said this on The Grid a couple episodes ago, but we were talking about how he said it was one of the most underutilized brands, and it totally is. Because we were talking about how like sometimes I go like to Walmart and like you'll see like Ninja Turtles beach towels and Easter baskets and you know like stuff like that, and I'm just like, you never see anything like that for Power Rangers, and I'm just like, dude. Come on, you have this brand and you're not using it.
Hey, give us Beast Morphers beast towels.
Yeah, and it's like, that's why, maybe that's why kids aren't watching it as much, because they probably don't even know it exists. Like
the Nickelodeon. I mean, Nickelodeon never promotes it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, hello, I mean, you gotta work. I mean, you gotta work.
They also have Ninja Turtles, and they don't put it back to back. I mean, what? They put Ninja Turtles on Sunday, right?
I don't watch that. But, like, I'm just saying, like, that would be a good back-to-back thing. I mean, it worked for Fox Kids. It could work for you.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, I don't like Shell Shock, but, I mean, come on.
Really. In regards to, like, the older fan base supporting a Netflix series, I totally think that would work. Mm-hmm. Because Netflix totally works. And you can see, like, the stuff from Boom, like, they're totally milking the Tommy and the Draco. And the what's it called, the Shattered Grid stuff. So if they did something with that related to the comics, like a Netflix series, Shattered Grid, or just the Boom storyline, that would totally work.
Or hey, adapt Go-Go Power Rangers, make it like a Riverdale-esque show, season 1.
I would totally watch that. I would totally watch that, and I think that people would, especially people in our age group, would watch that.
Uh-huh.
And it doesn't even have anything to do with the current series. It just could be completely opposite. It could be a completely new universe based off the comics or whatever. It doesn't even have to fit anything to do with Ninja Steel or Beast Morphers. Nothing to do with that.
Make it like little parents. You don't even have to focus on the action.
Yeah, the personal connections that they all have, that's really great that the comics have been exploring.
That's the good balance Go-Go Power Rangers and Mighty Morphin has. If you like Mighty Morphin, if you like the story-driven story arcs and the action, read that. But if you like the emotional character development stuff, read Go-Go Power Rangers. The comics have anything for anybody's taste, pretty much.
Yeah. So Pal at Paladin 4221 asked, does knowledge of a Super Sentai series affect your perspective or enjoyment of the corresponding Power Ranger season?
Yes and no.
Well, it does affect it affects my perspective, but not my enjoyment per se. Perspective, yes, for sure. Mm-hmm. If I've seen the Sentai before, I don't know if it has to live up to it, but it kind of has to do its service. Like, it doesn't have to be the same thing.
Right.
It just has to be, like, it has to utilize it correctly. Like, it has to utilize the footage correctly and do the story justice while also having its own original story.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if the Sentai really sucked, like Ninja, then it has to be good. Like, Ninja Steel, they tried to go their own way, but they're kind of, you know, they're right. It's kind of meh. But they're
fine for me, but I mean,
yeah, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But they're at least trying to do their own thing, because Ninja, it was just like all over the place.
If you want to watch a hot mess, watch the Ninja. Yeah.
I don't want to waste my time though.
don't even. Yeah, but at least Ninja Steel was like, hey, let's take this hot mess and at least try to make it make sense. At least they're doing their best, I guess.
And I kind of feel like Judlin isn't in his element. He doesn't really do high school seasons. And I kind of feel like maybe if like a Doug Sloan kind of producer did Ninja Steel, it would be a lot better. Because he knows how to do high school seasons. And when you think Judlin, you think like technology-based seasons, like space operas and whatnot. Right. And that's why I kind of have a little more hope for Beast Morphers, because he's in his element with that.
When you think of a good balance, Dino Charge was a good balance. It did the Sentai justice, right. and it had its own original thing going on, except for the finale. Oh. But like it was good. Like, it had its own story going on, and had good characters. It had everything you wanted, and it did the Sentai justice. It was good. That's a good example. So
yeah, but the one complaint you have is that they didn't use Talon Ranger. That's a good sign.
Yeah.
And the whole second season story-wise, but
it went a little off.
The finale.
Yeah, but yeah. Overall, I think the first season at least was, I think, the best thing that we've got out of the Saban era.
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
And, like, bad examples are, like,
Super Everything Megaforce before.
And Gokaiger. Yeah, so Gokaiger and Super Megaforce, that is completely off the rails bad. They ruined Gokaiger. Like, that was just terrible. Like, I don't even know what they did with that. So, and Gokaiger was amazing and is one of my favorite seasons, so that was, they took that off the rails. And then I saw Mystic Force first. And then I saw Magiranger after, and that's another one they ruined too. Like, I love Magiranger, and that they completely, I mean, Magiranger was just great, and then I just don't really like what they did with it. But that's me.
Yeah, me too. I'm not a big fan of Mystic Force. Nick is like one of my least favorite Red Rangers ever.
Yeah, he doesn't like Nick. But
I mean, I'll listen to the grid.
I mean, Mystic Force was okay, but like then when I saw Magiranger, I was like, oh, this is way better. I was just like, why didn't they use this or why didn't they do this? I was just like, all right, but whatever.
Yeah, the family aspect of Magiranger was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I watched that when it was airing before Mystic Force came out, and there were legit episodes and moments in Magiranger where, like, I teared up because of the family stuff.
Oh, totally, totally. Yeah, the motivation was really there.
Yeah, exactly. So we got Chris again, at Toku Chris. He said, many of us older fans have commented publicly regarding when we believe our time doing what we do will come to an end. When do you see yourselves hanging it up, or do you?
I've never commented publicly regarding that. I have thought about it. If I did hang it up, I would pass it on to Ray, but I really don't see myself hanging it up anytime soon, mm-hmm. to be honest. I've thought about it, but I don't ever see myself coming to an end.
Well, anytime you need a break, there have been times where he's needed breaks from Morphin Legacy, sure. and I've worked behind the scenes working at it, but you know, he's always come back.
Yeah, and it's really a balance. I mean, mm-hmm. we work on things separately, and then we work on things together, and mm-hmm. so it's a good balance. I mean, we don't really put too much weight on each other, I don't think. So mm-hmm. I enjoy it. It's just the thing I do. So I don't really see an end anytime soon. So I'm here for a while.
Nice. And I think we all experience like burnout with Power Rangers. I've commented a couple times like, oh man, Super Ninja Steel, what the hell is going on? And we were all kind of like, I think in a bleak time before the Hasbro announcement, we're like, man, if Saban Brands doesn't get it together, what's there to talk about, really?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now it's like we have all this renewed sense of hope, and it's a really great feeling. I feel energized again about all the prospects that Hasbro will bring to Power Rangers. It's an exciting time.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, it did give me a jump start.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely renewed my hope.
It is a lot easier for me to say that I'm fine now because we're in hiatus. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to say that because when we're not on hiatus, I do get pretty stressed out because when we're not on hiatus, I'm really busy. Like I'm doing the clips, I'm doing the captures, yeah. I'm doing the episode reviews, and we're doing the grid. And so when we're not on hiatus, I'm busy. Like I'm doing mm-hmm. a lot of stuff with those sides. So when we're not on hiatus, I'm pretty lax. So yeah, I'm okay.
We still have the comics to do, but I handle that mostly.
But. Yeah. And so I'm fine right now. But once the show starts up again, I'm going to be like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Well, let's get into it then with Morphin Legacy. Okay. So Jay, what was your motivation for creating the site?
Good question. I first got back into the fandom because I saw a commercial on ABC because they were bringing back Mighty Morphin. And I was so excited. I was like, oh my God, they're bringing back Mighty Morphin. I haven't seen that in so long. I'm going to watch it. So it was coming on at like 6 in the morning. And I'm like, okay. I don't know why I didn't have a DVR at that point. This is 2010. I don't know why I didn't have a DVR, but I was like, I'm gonna stay up and watch it. So I stayed up at 6 a.m. to watch Mighty Morphin, and I'm like, sweet, this is gonna be awesome. And I watched it, and there was like this awful anime BS
on top of it.
And I'm like, what is happening? Hey,
would you say you were betrayed?
Oh yes, God.
Insert GIF here.
It does make a funny GIF, I will say that.
Yes.
I was just like, what is happening? I didn't even know. Either I was like, did I forget this? Or no, I was like, I did not forget this. And I kept watching. Like, I was like, why am I still watching this, first of all? So anyways, I got back into the fandom because of that. And I was just wanting to see if other people were as annoyed as I was. And that's when I created the Twitter account, I think. I didn't mm-hmm. have the website yet, but I created the Twitter handle. So I was annoyed by that.
So how did the name come about then? Was it just like, hey, they should preserve the legacy and not create this crap?
Well, okay, the name came because I'm always coming up with cool names and cool like quotes and cool like slogans.
I like that.
Slogans and logos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Slogans and logos.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Anyways, I'm always coming up with cool stuff like that. So I wanted to capture something that had Mighty Morphin in it, mm-hmm. and something that would also represent every season. So I thought, I was coming up with all these different, I don't even remember what the other names were, to be honest, because this was 8 years ago. But I was like, Mighty Morphin, but I took out the Mighty. And then I was like, well, what's a name that represents the whole amount of the seasons? And I came up with Legacy. So I was like, Morphin Legacy. And that's how the name came nice. About. So, and I was like, that is a really cool name. And I was like, yeah, it is. And I was like, Morphin Legacy is going to be the name. And then I think it was not too long after that Saban was like, this is shit. I'm buying the franchise back.
Oh.
Yeah, yep. It was like, because it was like right in the middle of them airing the reversioning, and Saban was like, I'm buying the franchise back. This is terrible. So, like, and so that was when they put out the press release that he was buying the franchise back. And that was my first article on morphinlegacy.blogspot.com. It was Saban reacquires Power Rangers. That was my very first article on June 15th, 2010. Wow. So that's how we started. And it's been uphill since then, and downhill, and uphill, and downhill. And here we are today.
A little bit ago, you were time out when the show comes back from hiatus. There's all this stuff and that you guys have to do, and you guys do provide a lot of content. So just from your guys' perspective, how much work goes into the site? Just for people that watch the site or follow the YouTube, it does seem like a lot of work.
Yes.
I'll say what I do, and then I'll let Ray say what he does. Okay. I'll say what Austin does because he's not here. But what I do is I handle pretty much, well, Ray does some of it, but I handle about 90% of the social media. That's all me.
Yeah. I don't write. I just release articles and stuff. I don't write the replies and whatnot and thingies.
Yeah, so if you see, like, sassy replies with GIFs or me saying animated GIFs, that's me. That's all me on Twitter. The Instagram is all me. If it's a Facebook post, it's most likely me, but sometimes Ray posts the articles and stuff like that.
Sometimes, like, a national day if I find something interesting.
Yeah, he'll post that. I do all of the episode captures, so if there's an episode, I do all of that, the images. I do all of the YouTube clips from the episodes. I do my episode reviews for each episode each week. Mm-hmm. And then Austin does the Ranger of the Month videos, and he does all of our graphics. So every graphic that you see on the website is done by him. And so there's all of that. And then Ray, what do you do?
Alrighty, so I handled the database, all of it. There was the season section at first. I created the movie section. Then I created the comic section, and I did all that in like over one summer because it needed work done. But now it's just the database is pretty much just update as we go, and I try to update it as quickly as I could right after the episode airs, because I don't want to be shady or anything, but there are some sites out there that just like it's like months and months and months and they still haven't updated. But
right,
that's kind of one of the things I wanted our site to be about, is that I wanted information available pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Because most of the time people are like, well, what was that I heard on the show? And they want to go to a site where they're like, what was that I heard? What was that weapon called? Or something like that. Like, let's say you watched it on Saturday and you couldn't remember what the weapon was called on Sunday. You want to go to a website and be like, oh, that's what that weapon was called. There might not be a picture yet, but that's what it was called. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I usually get it in like the day after those are available.
Yeah, he gets it in pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. I also handle side article stuff, like when Jay can't do it, or I usually like handling the comic stuff, the articles. I usually do those. I handle the Throwback Thursdays. That was actually my idea. Because yes, I found out that during the hiatus, we just spend like 5 months where we do nothing with the YouTube channel. So I thought that to keep the YouTube channel active, we do Throwback Thursdays every week.
How many subscribers do we have now, Ray?
It's close to 700,000, I think.
700? No, are you sure?
It's almost there, I think.
I thought it was 200,000. I don't think it was 700. I think it was 200. I don't think it was 700.
It's okay, I'm checking it now. It's 702,601 subscribers.
Really? Oh.
Yes.
I didn't even think of... All right, work. I didn't think of... All right. Guess I haven't checked in a while. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyways, yeah, okay.
Wow, yeah, so definitely a lot of work, and it really shows in the site, for sure.
Mm-hmm. We definitely improved over years, because at first I was not so good as I am today, but...
Well, we all improve.
Yeah, it was definitely a learning process. When I started, I didn't know what I was doing.
What sections of the site are you most proud of?
Well, definitely the legacy database.
Oh, thanks, Jay.
Even if people don't go to the website for our news stories, I'm definitely most proud of people going into to see the legacy database. That's definitely what I'm most proud of. I mean, you could go to other websites, or you could go to the Ranger Wiki, but I'm most proud of the Legacy database for sure, because I just love that the Legacy database is something very simple. I mean, you go right into it if you just want like a quick sentence about what something is instead of a really long paragraph about what it is.
Yeah, I'm more for Legacy is pretty much the Spark Notes of Power Rangers.
Right. It's like, hey, this weapon was this, and it was owned by so-and-so, and that, and then that, and that's it. And it's not like, oh, it appeared in it. It was like a big long paragraph. You don't want to have a big long paragraph.
It used to be better.
Yeah, and right. you just want to know. You just want like two sentences
and a nice picture.
And a nice picture. Yeah, and that's it. It's simple to the point, and you want to get in and out, and that's all. And that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted from the very beginning too. And I think when I created Morphin Legacy, I mostly put in stuff that I wanted from other websites that I wasn't getting. Right. So that's what I started, what I wanted. And so I get it.
Nice.
What other parts am I proud of? For sure, I'm proud of the interview section too, because I know they're just text interviews, but like, I'm just really proud that I was able to get them. So
I got Ryan Carter first. That's a big
deal. Yeah. I know. I was like, Ryan Carter, yes. I was like so excited about that one when I first got that one.
That was a really good interview.
Yeah, I was like, yes. So I'm very proud of that section for sure. But definitely the Legacy database is the number one thing I'm most proud of.
Well, I'm proud of the Legacy database too, because I wrote it.
Oh, another thing. I'm really proud of the No Hate database, because I know there's no other No Hate Power Ranger database that I know of anyways. There's the Ranger Birthday database. That's a good one too. And there's In Memoriam database too. I don't think there's another one of those either, because all of the actors and that we've lost over the years, there's a list of all of those. And I mean, it's just good to know who we've lost over the years. So I'm pretty proud of that too.
Oh, those are really good. Another thing that you guys do, which is really cool, is the Ranger of the Month. And Common Ranger Bat asks, how do you pick the Ranger of the Month? And is there a process?
That's all Jay.
It is all me. I have a huge, long list, like a, what are those things called? Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
I have like a huge list of rangers listed by color and season and gender. And I have them mixed together. And I try to separate them by color and gender and season and era so that they're all not, you know, too close together. And I try to make sure it's like man, woman. So it's not too, there's like four guys in a row. And we only have so many female rangers. And I don't want to like run out of female rangers.
We went back this month because that was at a time we didn't do the videos, the tribute videos.
Right. Well, I'll get to that in a second. But yeah, so I do have a list. And sometimes I change them. For example, like sometimes in March, we do a Green Ranger because of St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. And sometimes in February, we do a Pink Ranger because of Valentine's Day. Sometimes we'll do stuff like that. But most of the time, I have a big, long list. For example, this month, though, we went back to Jen because Jen was our original Ranger of the Month when I first started doing them. And I chose Jen because, well, she's awesome, for one.
Yeah.
And well, again, she was the original Ranger of the Month, and she's just super popular right now because of Shattered Grid.
Yes.
And it just felt really right because it's our 8th anniversary and she was the original. So it was the perfect time to bring her back. And she didn't have a Ranger of the Month video because Austin didn't do them originally when we started the Ranger of the Month, when I started picking them. So it was a perfect time for her, and she finally got a video, and it's a really good video. So if you haven't seen it, go to our YouTube channel. It's really awesome.
That's awesome. Well, speaking of Austin, he asked, what has been the most rewarding thing of working on the site / being in the fandom for 8 years?
Rewarding thing. I would say, I guess the most rewarding thing was the invite that I got to go to the movie premiere in LA, and you were there, Eric. I know.
I was not.
I know, Ray. I'm sorry. But like, that was like the best thing ever when we got that invite. Like, I was just so freaking excited to go to that. And that was definitely the most rewarding thing because I felt like it was just like a pat on the back for all the work that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, thank you. And I was just like, yes, we're here. And just being on the rainbow carpet and getting to take the pictures and being in the theater. Yeah. And then the after party. And it was just so great to be there. And I was just like, it did feel rewarding. I was just like, thanks for letting me come to this. I was just like, yes. So that was definitely the most rewarding thing for me. Ray, how about you?
I guess giving this the fandom a reliable source for database stuff. And I guess making friends with you guys, I guess. Because Power Rangers brings people together somewhat, I guess.
Yeah, when we're not all fighting.
I know. Well, when we're not all fighting, of course.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, me and Jake really never fight, so.
Yeah, we don't really fight. The three, like me, Ray, and Austin don't fight with each other, so that's good.
I just meant, like, general, like, fandom, like, when everyone gets up.
The fandom drama.
The fandom drama, yeah, we're used to that.
Mm-hmm. Zachary Shiloh at ZachShy130 said, "Hey, Jay and Ray, congrats on your 8th anniversary. Hope your kick success continues. What keeps Morphin Legacy going?" That's the first question.
Interest. People going to the site, comments on the Facebook posts, the tweets I keep getting, the follower count keeps going up. If I keep seeing interaction is what keeps it going. Like if I never saw interaction from other people, I would just, you know, be like, well, why am I doing this? I mean, as long as I keep seeing, you know, follower interaction with everything and interest in the articles and the database, then that's what keeps us going. I mean, otherwise, you know, why are we doing this?
The show for me, I guess. The show keep on going. The comics keep on going. That way I have new content to put into the database.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Exactly.
He also asks, what do you think about the now official Soul of the Dragon? What Rangers, MMPR, or after should get their own Soul of the Dragon styled story?
Totally Tommy Wink. That's for
Old Man Tommy.
Old Man Tommy. I mean, I'm going to read it, obviously.
I have faith in Kyle Higgins, I guess.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Kyle Higgins will make it good. I mean, it's not going to be bad. So it's going to make money. It was pretty smart. It was pretty smart on Boom's part that's going to make him some money. That's going to make him some money. Good on Boom. And I'm glad they got Kyle Higgins to do it because it's going to make them money and it's going to be good. So,
yeah.
Good. Yeah,
hopefully we have references to other Rangers and seasons and the legacy of Tommy Beyond Mighty Morphin.
Yeah,
that'd be nice. What gives me hope when they did that synopsis where he calls upon maybe some past villains, some past Rangers, some allies, and then when they blatantly mention SPD, I was like, okay.
Yeah, that was in the first one, right? The one they found, like, the German Amazon or something?
Yeah, the Brazilian Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff gives me hope for it.
Yeah.
One thing that I'm wondering, too, is I saw on Twitter about the Zio Elf Christmas episode, season two, remember?
Yeah.
About Tommy and Kat, and they're old together. And didn't Jackie Marchand say that was canon and that might be in there or something?
Well, I mean, that makes Dino Thunder confusing.
Yeah, so I'm like, maybe him and Kat get together later. I don't know. Who the hell knows? They could have
met later. Well, I mean, he couldn't get with Haley because, according to Doug Sloan, Haley is gay, so. Because Rainbow Cups.
Well, there you go. Rainbow Cups.
And Elsa went with Anton Mercer in the finale, so there you go. I guess he went back to Kat.
It could have happened. He probably went back to Angel Grove and was like, hey.
We're at Angel Grove High.
I was at Angel Grove High School reunion or something, and they were like, hello. Got back together or something. I don't know.
They're just like, oh, hi. Yeah. We should have kids together.
Yeah, I know.
Name him JJ.
JJ.
That's the name, right? JJ?
Yeah, that's his name. Who should get their own Soul of the Dragon story? I think Jen. Jen needs to get her own.
Yeah.
Ooh, oh, my gosh. In the Reinforcements from the Future, get a story like that. In the Reinforcements from the Future gear.
Yes, I would love that.
I want to see what was up during that whole time.
Yeah, I know. What was she doing?
What was she doing? Why was she in that outfit?
You don't go from officer to a Mad Max style badass.
He was like, what have you been doing?
And what's with that hair?
The hair was nuts.
She doesn't have time to do her hair, Ray.
Yeah, she got to put it in dress.
She's too busy kicking okay.
She doesn't have a blow dryer with her.
I think Jen would be awesome. I'm such a big SPD guy. I would love to see...
The limit for stories are endless for SPD.
Oh, yeah. I would love to see the whole transition of power, Sky eventually taking over, and I just want to see after what happened of the show. That'd be really cool.
There's footage. Decorated 10 years after. Just saying.
Oh, man, if they did that. That'd be so cool. Well, we kind of talked a little bit about the Legacy database and how you guys worked the database. How did it start?
Well, like I said, I started it because I was unhappy. No shade, no tea, no shade. But I was unhappy with other databases on the internet. And it was during a time when I wanted all the information I could get. Because, right. You know, I was starting a website and I was like, I need information. I wanted to learn stuff I didn't know. And I was starting a rewatch of everything because I wanted, you know, I wanted to be informed, you know, because I can't run a website and be stupid. So I wanted to have information that I didn't know. And sometimes I would want to learn something real quick. And, you know, again, some websites have very long paragraphs where you can't get a piece of information that you want real quick. And then some websites have information that is incorrect or that's, it's just wrong or it doesn't make sense. So I was like, I'm just going to make my own. So I started my own. And at first I just started with Samurai databases because that was basically what I was doing as the episodes aired. And then I was like, I'm just going to start a whole database of everything. So I started Mighty Morphin and I just kept going and going and going and going. Started collecting pictures and just started from there. And that was the skeleton that I had. I call it the skeleton. And then eventually Ray came on and then
the funny story about this is that I got hired by Morphamungus because he needed a Ranger bio maker. So the guy that just wrote the bios for the Ranger bios, and he wasn't even planning on giving me the whole database. So
I did
that and he liked it. And then I was like, Nate, can I go to improve a little bit more for the other sections? And he's like, sure. Then I just did a whole complete makeover, took all the information down, rewrote it, got my own screen cap so I don't have to hear about people taking it from other websites or whatnot, because that's...
And you know how people are about that, so...
Right.
We wanted to be completely original, so every screen cap that you see in our database has been taken originally from sources, like video sources. Yeah. So none of our caps are taken from any other source. They're original. Just so anybody's questioning that, just in case.
And they're all really good screen captures. Whenever I'm searching for an image on Google Images, most of the time I see Morphin Legacy there, and that's good.
Feel free to use it if you need to use it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to be one of those people. I was like, don't take my image.
Yeah. It's cool, too, because lots of Ranger actors use them, too, that we've seen.
I think Carla Perez uses one of my Reader Repulse images a lot in her posts and autographs, I think.
Jason David Frank used one of your caps the other day.
Oh, really?
Did you see that? Yeah, the one we used for National Eat What You Want Day, he used it. The one from Rita's Pita. Yeah. I looked at it and I go, oh, that cap looks familiar. And I was like, oh, JDF.
Let's talk a little bit about the Grid podcast. And Adam Avey, Crimson Fury, who's also on your team, he asks, how did #TheGrid come about?
Well, what are we on, 5 years? That was 5 years.
Yep.
Yeah, we just did 5 years. God, I can't remember. Yeah, so I started doing these little things on YouTube, which was basically, it was called Ask the Grid, and it was just people submitting questions to me and me answering them on video. That's basically how it started, and I got it into my head one day that, hey, let me find four other people and let's do a podcast. And again, I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea what I was doing.
You can tell.
Because we started on YouTube, first of all, that's an indicator.
And the microphone quality.
Oy.
It's like in one ear.
Shelby's computer.
Uh-huh.
And Adam's
mic is worse than it is now.
Adam's mic is terrible. It's in one ear. Shelby's computer is humming in the background. That's why, and if you've ever wondered this, listeners, or anybody, that's why we call the Grid the show. Because I started calling it the show because it literally was a show. It was just bad. And we started embracing it because it was just really a bad podcast.
It took a while for you to find your niche. So,
yeah.
I kind of feel like got good once I joined.
Okay, you're funny. But it's true.
It took a while for us to find the niche because you went through many, many hosts.
Yeah, I went through a few hosts. We went through lots of recorders. We went through lots of different style changes. Like, it took me a while to understand how podcasts works.
We didn't even have sections until we started Podbean and when I joined. And it's like, oh, so the episode. It's like literally like less than a minute in. You're like, so the episode. I'm like, and this, and this, and this.
Oi.
We have a more concrete thing because I kind of do the script too for the grid, if you didn't know.
Yeah, it was just bad in the beginning. And then eventually, yeah, we got our niche and I started, you know, organizing stuff better. And mm-hmm. Ray gets the news of the 2 weeks that we do it together. And we put it all together and we all got the same mic. Actually, I use the same recorder that you do. So thanks to you. That's how I got the recorder that we use.
Oh, so, good.
Because of that. Yeah, that's where we sound better now. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we all have microphones now. So that, I mean, it's gotten way better over the years. And we found our sound, our base of listeners, which mm-hmm. is good too. So, I mean, we've got our own base of listeners. And yeah, and I think we've done pretty good over the last 5 years. I mean, some people have stuck with us and some people haven't. And
sure.
But here we are.
And do you guys have like a favorite particular episode of the grid that you always like go back to or have a laugh at or like, oh man, that was just a really solid, well-produced episode?
I feel like our discussion about Legendary Battle was fun.
Oh my God.
That was fun.
We spent like that whole episode just annoyed and just really in a bad mood. But it was in a good, like, but it was good because we were just crapping on the episode the whole time. But it was great. The episodes we did with actual Rangers on the shows was good too. That was mm-hmm. Those were good episodes. Other than that, I mean the anniversary episodes are always fun too. Mm-hmm. When we have people back, our former co-hosts, when they come back, those are fun. I mean, they're all pretty much just us having a good time. Like most of our episodes are just us having a Skype call with news interjected in, mm-hmm. news and reviews interjected in. So that, I mean, they're all fun. They're all favorites.
Like a child, you can't just pick your favorite.
Right. Yeah.
Well, everything after episode 50 is good.
Because that's when you started. Right?
Yes.
So now we're going to go on to some more random questions, I guess.
Okay.
We've got Chris again at Togu Chris. He says, speculation continues to grow that this will be the last Power Morphicon due to previous and current cryptic comments by organizers and staff. Do you believe that this will be the final show to give way for Power Rangers at HasCon, which is Hasbro's official show?
I kind of think it will be the last one, which is really sad. I don't mm-hmm. want it to be the last one because I kind of feel like Power Rangers will be at HasCon, and that's probably what's going to happen.
Where they're going to introduce all the seasons and all the actors for future seasons.
And that's kind of sad because it's kind of just going to be like a subset in Hasbro now.
It's just a little chink in the armor.
Yeah, and Power Morphicon is just all Power Rangers, and it's so cool and just being there with everyone that's Power Rangers. And
yeah.
I mean, I'm going this year, but it's sad if it is going to be the last one because they're so fun to go with your friends. I doubt
Hasbro's going to be like how Sabron is with Power Morphicon because they have their own stuff to use.
But you never know. I mean, and it, even right. then, there's still Ranger Stop too. So mm-hmm. I've never gone to Ranger Stop, but I might now that if Power Morphicon ends, so who knows?
Yeah, maybe even every other year one. I can't do it every year.
Well, yeah, I know. I definitely can't do it every year, but I could do it. I can do it every other year.
Yeah, and I think that's the great formula that Power Morphicon has had, just that every 2 year gives enough time for people to save up. And, you know, it doesn't feel like a cash grab every year kind of a thing. You save some time, you know, it gives everyone a chance to recuperate. But yeah, I mean, if this was the last one, I hope that they go out on a bang and really kick off the whole Hasbro thing. Mm-hmm. It would be so cool if Hasbro's there at PMC and maybe we get something even bigger for the Beast Morphers reveal if they throw enough money at it.
Maybe Mike Chinn comes back as the Gold Ranger. It connects to RPM. I mean, there's a virus, a sentient computer virus. If it isn't Vengix, I'm going to flip my lid.
I mean, I know. The blueprint is right there.
It's right there for you to do. Come on. Vengix survived the end of RPM, and it's 10 years later, and it's in the future. Come on.
It would be a good time to tie it all together, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, Busters was literally made to be an RPM sequel. And it's not spandex now, so there you go.
See? It writes itself. Get on that, Chipley.
Come on, Hasbro. Give it to me, Hasbro.
So, Angelo Colby at Super Ranger asks, even though it's not likely that we'll get a Power Rangers 2017 movie sequel from Hasbro, what expectations or ideas do you guys have for it? And what ideas or suggestions do you have for Hasbro to reboot the movie franchise? Maybe not to even do Mighty Morphin, but Time Force or even SPD.
Oh, they're not doing
I definitely like another season to be adapted into a movie, but it's not. Maybe down the line the 2017 movie barely made a profit, and who knows with that.
I still think they can do a sequel. Hasbro can do a sequel. I mean, they can do one with the original cast, but they can do something completely new. They can do a whole new story. They can do all new Zords and all new whatever, but just have the same actors. Just bring the whole cast back, but do something completely new. Obviously, the fans like this cast. Sure, the movie didn't do well, but it did okay. But take away what was bad about it. People didn't like the Zords. People may have not liked the suits. So Hasbro, redo the suits. Redo the Zords. Obviously, people liked the cast. All I want is the cast back. I don't really care about everything else. Bring the cast back. Because I love Dacre and Becky G and Ludi and RJ and Naomi.
Kim wasn't exactly the best part of the movie, so...
Kimberly. bring the cast back. That's all I want. So they can actually bring the cast back and make a sequel to it. That's what I want. And I think Hasbro would be smart doing that because they're probably just going to reboot it, but whatever.
Yeah, they're going to reboot it.
Yeah.
Why follow in the footsteps of something that didn't...
I know, but we're like...
succeed financially. And if they're going to do a movie, it's going to be with Paramount because didn't they make a deal with them to produce their movies?
Yeah. We said this the other day, Ray. Remember, I was like, why don't we just reboot it again? Because we need another origin story like Spider-Man.
Well, Homecoming worked. So
how many times does Uncle Ben have to die?
Hashtag save Uncle Ben.
How many times do I have to see that?
Yeah. For any expectations I have, I expect it to be better. I hope.
Yeah. A suggestion I'd like to point out, get Taika Waititi, who directed Thor Ragnarok. That would be nice. That's the perfect person to direct Power Rangers. Crazy, wacky, over-the-top stuff. That's Power Rangers right there. Cheesiness.
You know what? You're right. Mm-hmm. I can see that happening if Hasbro can do it.
Plus, he's from New Zealand, so he gets it.
There you go.
E.T. at... QB No Yuko said, how would you have implemented Omega Ranger in SPD that makes him not a ball of light? Would it still be?
I've got a good one.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
All right, so since we have a huge cast, they could have had a reveal that Boom or Piggy was secretly a bad cop.
Oh, undercover?
Yes.
The whole time.
Because I love Boom and stuff, and I love Kelson Instant. I love Meg Mix, one of the best mentors we had in years. But Boom, after the Omega Ranger was introduced, didn't really do anything.
Yeah, and plus he was already a part of the main cast. That would have been cool.
Because the problem with Omega Ranger, and the reason why he was a ball of light, because they ran out of money, and they couldn't hire another actor. So get one of the actors you have on payroll already.
Right.
They have had to upgrade Kelson to Ranger pay, though. Maybe that's why they didn't do it.
Probably. I'm not sure how that works, if they have to pay more if they're a ranger or not.
Yeah, wasn't that
he's in the opening credits.
Because wasn't that the thing with Patricia Jolie? She didn't want to be... they wanted to pay her guest star pay, and that's why she didn't want to...
The Saban era, and Saban was cheap. And this
Disney liked to put a lot of money into it.
But, okay, SPD had a big budget, though, so...
True, okay, all right.
Or at least it looked like it had a big budget, thanks to Greg Aronowitz.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he had to make Isenia from his own pocket, so...
You're right, right.
Oh, I love that head. I love seeing that head at Power Morphin.
It is a little creepy, though. It's like, hey, here's this disembodied head.
Really?
Yeah. Boom would have been cool. Undercover cop. And all of a sudden, maybe we find out that the whole bumbling sidekick... was just an act.
Yeah,
he was this super competent cop.
Yeah, or then you can still have him a little goofy at times. I'm like, he's a perfect cop, but that doesn't mean he can't be like, "Ooh, I fell."
Right. Tyler Oakley asked, would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses? I have no idea why this question is in here.
Sounds like a troll, because Tyler Oakley is a YouTuber.
I was like, the gay YouTuber asked us the question? okay, it's probably not that same person. But I would rather fight a one horse-sized duck.
Me too, I guess.
I would fight 100 duck-sized horses, because if they're duck-sized, you can kick them easier.
I feel like they'd overtake me. Like, I feel like they're like, all these horses.
so random. And then finally, we have Daniel Romano at DRomano25. 8 years, good for them. They may not like me, but that doesn't matter. Much respect to them, especially in this fandom. They work hard and have done and continue to do a lot. Again, good for them on their 8th anniversary. It's not really a question, but it was there.
I was kind of backhanded too, but thanks.
So, guys, this has been an absolute blast. Great having you guys on the show. And Morphing Legacy is such a big resource for people. And I love all the clips. I love the Ranger of the Month. The birthday stuff is great.
Oh, yeah, we forgot about that. I forgot to mention that.
Jay's done that since the beginning.
There are many copies, but you can't beat the original.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a thing that takes a lot of work, too. Like, Austin makes the graphics for those every month, and I post them every month. Yeah, that's a lot of work, too.
And we don't reuse them either. We make new graphics every year.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I know Austin isn't on the show today, but just as a fellow graphic designer, I really like everything he does for Morphin Legacy. It makes the site look slick. It makes the social media for you guys look really awesome. So definite props to him as well.
Oh, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, Morphin Legacy is definitely prettier since he became our graphic designer.
He makes us pretty.
So, guys, where can listeners find you online? You can plug your social media, obviously, Morphin Legacy.
So, yeah, Morphin Legacy is pretty much everywhere, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. So, yeah, don't forget, check out the Ranger of the Month stuff is always pinned to Facebook and Twitter, and then it's on YouTube, obviously. If you want to follow me, CupOfWater03 is on YouTube. Not YouTube. God, what am I talking about? It's on Twitter and Instagram. Twitter and Instagram. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, go for it.
For the non-Power Ranger stuff.
Yeah, that's non-Power Ranger stuff, so that's me personally.
Like random thoughts and whatnot.
Yeah, I'm random as hell on there, so follow me on there if you want.
And about Drag Race.
Yeah.
It's me. Miss Cracker was robbed.
Yeah, she was robbed. I was screaming in capital letters the other day on Twitter, but anyways.
I guess you can just follow me on Twitter @_Shattery22 and check out the Morphin Legacy database. Also, I kind of feel like we should plug this more, but if you haven't listened to The Grid, check us out at The Grid PR and on our Facebook. You can also check out us on Podbean at thegrid.podbean.com and also on iTunes.
Oh, and we're on Twitter, too, at The Grid PR. Yeah.
Yes,
and be warned, The Grid is pretty gay. Like, we're really gay. Like, I love to say that because...
We have a lot of sass, but we're a show,
and we're gay as hell, and because there's four of us that are gay and a girl. That's our motto. Four gays and a girl.
But you know what? That's what makes you guys unique.
Exactly. And that's why I love us, because we're so unique in that way, yeah.
Whatever happened to Tumblr? Did you guys just give up on that?
Just gave up on that.
Morphin Legacy left Tumblr, I don't know, like almost a year ago or probably, I think. I got really tired of Tumblr. I just can't take it. People are so awful. Right?
You think
Twitter's bad? Like, Tumblr is just full. I just can't take. I couldn't take it anymore. I was just like, no.
Yeah.
So Morphin Legacy officially left Tumblr a long time ago. And we have The Grid's Tumblr. It's still there, but we stopped using it.
Facebook.
I can't take it. Twitter and Facebook are always the best ways to find us.
Nice.
Either way. And the Grid.
There's a section on Morphin Legacy that has all the episodes if you just want to look through there.
Yeah, always check the little drop down bar below our banner on morphinlegacy.com.
There you go. Well, again, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to be on Ranger Command. This has really been fun.
Thanks for having us.
Eight years. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
8 years.
Well, five years from me.
Woo-woo. Yeah.
Anniversaries all around.
Yes.
All right, so Ranger Nation, let us know what you think. If you have questions, you can email us at rangercommandpowerhour@gmail.com. You can check us out at rangercommand.com. We're on Twitter at rangercommandph, Ranger Command Power Hour, all one word, on Instagram and Facebook. And we are planning to do more of these Ranger Nation spotlights. If you have a suggestion for Ranger Nation spotlight, a member of Ranger Nation to highlight, just contact us through our website, social media, all of that stuff. Hit us up. Again, much thanks to the team at Morphin Legacy, and really just keep up the great work, guys.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. And we'll catch you later. See you.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Ranger Command Power Hour, only on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You can catch a new episode every other Saturday. Find us on the Morphing Grid at www.rangercommand.com. Follow us on Twitter at RangerCommandPH and like us on Facebook.com/RangerCommandPowerHour. This is Trekkie B47 from the Ranger Command Power Hour, and you are listening to the Four-Eyed Radio Network. Ranger Command is now on Patreon. Become a patron by pledging as much or as little as you like every month and receive cool perks. By pledging, you are helping us make our show even better. Go to patreon.com/rangercommandph to learn more. Thanks.